You're listening to Supply Chain Radio. My name is Matt Gunn, joined today by Mike Riegler and Vicky Burton with Siebel Logistics. Hi, Vicky.
Hi there.
How are you?
Good, thank you. Good.
Well, welcome to the show. And Mike, it's good to have you back on.
Glad to be back.
Here we have one of the biggest logistics providers on the network. And of course, Mike, someone who's very adept and can talk around some of the issues there. So we're going to look at something that we hear about a lot, which is the control tower approach to managing the supply chain and sort of what kinds of innovations, Vicky, that you're looking at as you try to offer more visibility and control to your own customers.
Yeah, so one of the really interesting parts of what we've seen recently is the GT Nexus Control Center. So as a 3PL participant on the platform, we work with our customers globally. Within Siva Supply Chain Solutions, we have our customers, we manage that communication, centralize everything via our three main control towers that we have around the world. So those are physical locations. We manage a lot of our customers within those control towers, providing centralized communication and management of their supply chain. So having something like the control center will enable us to really get a full picture of that visualization of what's happening in their various supply chains and enable us to sort of make corrective actions when things start to occur. So really interested in that tool. And also, you know, what we have with our customers today is, you know, every customer likes to be different and they all say different things, but they usually mean the same thing. I mean, a supply chain's not rocket science. Most people do the same things in their supply chain. They will use the same kind of innovation. So what we're really keen to do in Siva and working with our partners in GT Nexus is kind of standardize as much as we can, but enable certain tailored aspects so that they feel like they're getting a kind of a customized solution.
And that's really interesting that you kind of key in on that fact that customers may have different words for their challenges or maybe feel that their pain points are somewhat unique, but there are some universal things in there that really they're looking to you to provide. Can you give me a sense of, you know, what the top challenges are among your customers and how you're adding just more value with having that added technology layer?
So I'd say a lot of the challenges that our customers have is managing, you know, standardization. So a lot of the customers that I work with, they may be working with thousands and thousands of suppliers within their supply chain, so their manufacturing parties. And getting those suppliers to comply to a standard process globally in order that they can get their product manufactured and shipped on time so it's in the plant when they need it, and not holding up their production lines is always a big challenge. And that's always something that we at Siva are asked to support. So we're working with a lot of suppliers over multiple customers. So we actually can bring to them a standardization that can then be obviously reused each time we onboard a new customer. Another big challenge that they have is obviously visibility to their supply chain. So a lot of customers, they want to have EDI into their ERP systems like SAP or Oracle, but that doesn't necessarily provide them with the visibility that they need. So whilst we'll provide EDI into their systems, we'll also offer them the visibility platform. So that will be GT Nexus, or that would be something like a GT Nexus dashboard where they can actually get sort of a helicopter view into what is going on and that they can also make their corrective actions where necessary. And I think a lot of the time we go to our customers and we say to them, you know, we've got all of this data for you, and they'll get all that data in one Excel spreadsheet. They don't want that. They want to look at it on a graphic. That's kind of critical, that enables them then to drill down to the problems.
Right, like having those rich visual tools versus a bunch of cells that you have to sift through. And that gets pretty big pretty fast when you're
exactly
dealing with a lot of suppliers. So it's just the way that people seem to access and use technology has changed a lot too. When you have that technology platform, the customers do get like the direct access to see it themselves, so they don't have to come to you for that extra layer of control between their own supply chain.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the very important things for us is we used to have a lot of customers that would be, you know, kind of on the phone all the time to us or would be asking us for more reports. We recently implemented one customer that was getting 80 different reports a week, you know, and they'd put some nice cosmetics over the top of it, but it was basically an Excel report. So as part of that implementation, we actually optimized all of those reports. We now have one extract coming out of the system, which then goes into an SCI tool, which gives them the data that they want. But we're not having to, you know, create all of these reports for them. It's one extract. They then go in and they pull out what they want. It also means that they can self-service their own inquiries rather than having to, you know, do an email or pick up a phone. So that it means that the calls that do come into the control tower are really critical and have reduced by, you know, quite a substantial amount.
Well, that helps your own staff and it really helps your customers at the end of the day, right?
It does. It helps both sides because it enables us to focus our staff on what is really the differentiator for us, which is more of our, you know, analytics and engineering, so that we can actually drill down into their data sets and analyze their habits and behaviors and make sort of informed decisions and advise them to say, well, hey, you know, you've got all of these shipments coming out of this location here. You could actually have a better cost model if you looked at moving those into a different location. So it basically means we don't necessarily reduce our headcount in our control towers, but we sort of focus them onto more meaningful tasks and activities instead of just transactional.
It's important, right? You could run reports all day. Is that really the best use of your time?
Vicky, I got one for you. So when you look at the technology that's been out there, obviously you've had a chance to see things like watchtower, issue management, predictive ETA, and live sort of ocean, and our, even our control center. Do you envision that being helpful to making your customers more sticky so that they can actually enjoy coming onto a SIVA platform? And is that going to be part of your, you know, when you guys are out in front of the customers with sales initiatives, do you promote that in terms of that innovation and that UI experience for the customer as a way to track them?
We do, yeah. I mean, I think the more integrated you become with a customer, the tougher it is for them to leave and go somewhere else. Now, a lot of what we do with GT Nexus is offered to our competitors as well. So we're constantly trying to innovate outside of the platform with the data that we use within the platform and also the control tower and the relationship with the customers in order that we keep close to them. But definitely using things like Watchtower and having that control center means that we can actually, we interact with them on a different level. So it's not the transaction, it's actually the management and the direction of the customer. So that in turn makes them more sticky, as you would term it, because that relationship is on a different level.
And then that allows, you know, you alluded to one of your prime differentiators, the DNA of SIVA is your engineering and your solutioning, right? So now you're able to go have that platform and go find treasure, you know, with your customers and allow them to actually find value that the other guys wouldn't be able to come up with.
Yeah.
And then just kind of coming back to that and probably following on to what Mike's point is, but looking at it from your customer's point of view, the shippers out there, the others in the supply chain that may access your platform, everyone has a control tower at this point or some version of that that they're trying to offer through different technologies in each one, but ultimately similar goals. What should someone who's shopping around look for? What are the things that to them indicate a high quality and better value for their investment in a provider like yourself?
I think one of the benefits that SIVA has is our people. So you hear a lot in the market about, you know, flexibility, but you need to have standardization. And one of the things that I hear a lot from our customers is that the reason they like to work with SIVA is because of the partnership approach. So we're not forcing our customers down a certain path because that suits us, but at the same time, we will remind them always of an industry standard. So we have a lot of customers that come to us and say, I want 100 different event milestones that you need to update for them. So we would actually say to them, well, okay, if you're asking us to update that information that isn't an industry standard status, for example, this would be the industry standard set. It's about 15 or 20 messages. These can all be automated. Therefore, you're going to save a lot of money because you're not going to have the manpower. Because whether we update the statuses or they do it, it's cost, right? But we work with them. We don't push them down that road. We don't subscribe it to them. We work with them so that they understand the reason for that and that the cost savings. And that has always been something when I've asked customers, you know, give me some feedback about working with Seva, it's always been around, you know, our differentiator is our partnership approach and collaboration with them.
That's great. And that is a big piece, I would imagine, because like I said, anyone can just access technology, but having those people there to consult and partner with them has to make a big difference. All right. Thank you, Vicky, for joining the show. This has been Supply Chain Radio. For Mike Riegler, I am Matt Gunn. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast network. Thanks for listening.